I've added this page to my website because, although it's not amateur radio, pirate radio was a huge thing back in the 60s, and even today, pirate radio still exists. I've always been interested in anything to do with radio, whether it's pirate radio, CB, amateur radio, shortwave listening, whatever, it's all radio. So that's why I've added this to the website. If you were born in the 1960s or later, you've probably heard of the so-called pirate ships in the North Sea, Radio Caroline, Radio London, amongst others. But you won't remember them, of course. You won't have listened to them live on air because you weren't there. I think that old saying is very true. You don't miss what you haven't had. So younger people today, they haven't had the pirates. They don't know what it was all about. They don't know what it was like. They have been brought up on, well, the dreadful FM radio stations of today. They all sound the same to me, and other people have said that. No matter which one you tune into on FM, they all sound the same. But of course, even the FM radio stations are dying out. Medium wave's gone, the AM band, that's gone, virtually. I don't think youngsters listen to FM radio stations at all these days. Do they actually have a radio that they can listen to VHF FM stations on? They don't. They have, well, you can on the phone, can't you? You can listen on your phone or iPad. I think there are over 50,000 internet radio stations. A lot of them are rubbish. They have DJs in their bedrooms, you know, with awful microphones, dreadful audio. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are rubbish. However, there are one or two that are really good. There's wonderful Radio London 266. That is fantastic. I've never heard anything like it. It's like listening to Radio London in the old days, in the 1960s. Have a listen. You must put in 266 when you search for it. Wonderful Radio London 266. I've put a link on this website page, so just click that and you'll be there. Of course, the other thing we have these days is DAB, isn't it? DAB radio. And a lot of people, including me, have trouble with that. I can't get a proper signal where I am. I've got a little DAB radio. It's not a bad one, it's Roberts, but it just can't pick up a proper signal in the house. I have to move it from room to room and then stick it up on a shelf or by the window, wherever, to get a proper signal on DAB, which all seems a bit of a palaver to me. I can't be bothered with it. Moving on to pirate radio stations today in the 2000s on FM, if you live in London, which I don't, apparently there are dozens, if not more than dozens, pirate radio stations all over the VHF FM band. Even down here on the coast where I am, I've heard one or two that pop up now and then, and they are so different from your ordinary mainstream radio. They're so different. The DJs, if they have them, they seem enthusiastic, they seem alive, they seem, I don't know, they're excited to be on the radio. It's just like the old days. Not all of them, of course. Some of the pirate radio stations these days are rubbish. But some of them are excellent. And this is what happened back in the 60s. We were stuck with the BBC Light programme. This is teenagers, as I was in the 60s. BBC Light programme, the BBC Third programme, which was classical music, the BBC Home Service, which was basically today's equivalent to Radio 4, and that was it. We had nothing else to listen to. There was no Radio 1 even then. So when the pirates came along, London and Caroline, it was a godsend to us youngsters, us teenagers. It was fantastic. The DJs were alive. They were playing our sort of music. It really was fantastic. We'd had Luxembourg 208, but that was only on in the evenings. You couldn't get that during the day. So basically in the daytime, if you didn't want the BBC Light programme or anything else, well, that's it. All you had was your record player at home, maybe a tape recorder. That was it. No matter what age you are, have a listen to Wonderful Radio London 266. As I say, there's a link on this page. Have a listen to it. Then you'll get an idea of, well, not an idea, you'll be able to hear exactly what it was like back in the 1960s. You'll even hear some of the original news flashes and adverts of the time as well, of course. Music of the time, music of the 60s. If you do have a VHF FM radio, have a tune around, perhaps at weekends. See if you can find any pirate stations amongst the ordinary FM stations there. B BBC and commercial. They are boring. Honestly, they are boring. Have a tune round. See if you can find a local pirate. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your radio.